This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're talking to a whole bunch of hitters, and we just view it as, do they improve the team? Do they improve the roster? Do they raise the ceiling of the team? Do they have an impact? And, you know, if the player's good enough, we can figure out ways to accommodate them. So we have a lot of conversations going on, mostly in free agency, but also some in trades on guys that we view as impact bats. I think so. I mean, you know, you look at our payroll as it stands right now, and it's still well below where we were at last year. And we'll just consider opportunities as they come up and have those conversations with ownership. But we do have room for more moves, multiple more moves.
And just in the last couple hours, a major move made by the Baltimore Orioles for the first time in Mike Elias's term as GM or president of operations, whatever, he has signed a player to a real multi-year deal, signing Pete Alonso to a five-year, $155 million deal with no deferred payments, no opt-outs. That's a big boy contract to a guy who a year ago hit 38 homers and drove in 126 runs for the New York Mets. Batted 272 as well. This is a big...
It's the 347 on base.
Yeah, I like it.
You hope he can keep that going. That's his best since his rookie year.
I'm very happy for the move, and I toss it around the room. I have some thoughts, but I'll let you, Jason, go first.
It's a fairly unprecedented situation for this franchise, Mike Elias era or prior. An everyday player brought in from the outside, making this kind of money, and signed to this kind of term. It wasn't happening under Jim Duquette. I mean, it wasn't happening under the Duquette-Flanny era. I mean, you could go back.
Jim Beattie.
I mean, you have to really kind of go back to early in Peter Angelos' tenure as owner when he was throwing money at a lot of different guys.
Hembo from ESPN tweeted out earlier, and he's right. This is the most significant free agent acquisition since Roberto Alomar.
Yeah, I mean, you got Alomar, you've got Tejada, you've got the Joey Bell thing.
Yeah, well,
how far you have to go back.
Yep.
Look, he's an incredibly respected person. He's a leader. He's a guy who's going to bat in the middle of any lineup, anywhere. He lives to drive in runs, which has been a problem for them. And he will walk. He gets on base. I mean, a career 341 on base for a guy with over 4,000 plate appearances. They don't have anybody like that. Now, he's not even a plus defensive first baseman, right? So we're not getting any fielding value, and they really need that. Their outfield defense still scares the bejesus out of me. And he's going to strike out a lot. But you're willing to have a guy strike out when you know he's going to hit 35 bombs and drive 100 in to offset those times where he's trying to do that and he swings and misses. I mean, what it should do for the Westbergs and the Gunners and the Adleys of the world, it should mean everything. What it should do for the composition of that clubhouse.
Massive.
And people looking around saying, who's going to say something? Who's going to do something? Who is the leader? Who's the highest paid guy? Who's got security to be here longer than anybody else? Alonso checks all those boxes.
Yep.
This year, 2025, has been pretty terrible for the most part for Baltimore sports when you want to go back to
except
the Orioles.
The Crab Five.
Yes, yeah. Crab Five making to the Sweet 16. Then yeah. Them aside, O's significantly underachieved. The Ravens are significantly underachieving. Misses in terms of roster building for both of those teams in the yes. offseason. As we're nearing the end of this year, like I'm fired up, man. Like when I saw that, I think Ken, you put it in, then Ben, finally, you put in our text thread. I'm like, I'm jacked up, man. I'm ready for baseball right now. Where I always talk with the prism of the Orioles. They've been a laughing stock for the majority of my life. And
it's your fault.
To make this type of move, bringing in a player with this type of pedigree, five All-Stars, coming off a Silver Slugger, and also something we haven't mentioned yet, this dude hits the post. He's playing 162 back-to-back years. He's missed 10 games over the past 4 years combined. Yep. A serious bat. A serious commitment, the second largest contract given out in franchise history. This is a huge moment in this franchise's history right now, today.
I also think this is a statement from this organization.
It is.
And I don't want to talk about how we got here. And we've been on them for years about they need to make big boy moves. To me, you do not make this move and then do nothing else. So this is the statement to the rest of Major League Baseball that, you know what, we finally put our big boy pants on and we're going to make some real moves here. And I, quite frankly, expect them to sign a high-end starting pitcher in the next couple weeks. I expect a major trade to get done. I expect them now to be making moves, to be aggressively making this roster better and not doing this, well, if every best case scenario happens, then we're fine. Because I think this is the message to baseball that, you know what, it's go time. We're now
lift
doing
off.
The, yes. Well, this is
lift off.
I we can legislate about like that they're risk adverse and like I get all that. But you don't sign Pete Alonso and then do nothing else.
Well, also, like, let's be real. This isn't Kyle Tucker. It's not a $500 million contract.
No, it's
a $150 million.
But it's a big for this organization.
But yeah, but yesterday we're screaming they don't get Kyle Schwarber for the same money.
But don't act like this is.
This is the guy I wanted, so I'm going to. But if this is all they do,
of course they better do something else.
Like they're going, but I'm saying big. Like I see Ranger Suarez or Framber Valdez coming to Baltimore. I see them making a trade for Mackenzie Gore or Cabrera. And like this is the statement that it's not no longer along
like,
the margin.
But let's be real: the Milwaukees and the Clevelands and even Tampa before Wander Franco went to jail. They pay people $25 million plus a year to play baseball for them every day. Like I'm just saying, this isn't.
It's the highest annual value. You know,
I understand
per year
that, but what was Chris Davis
history?
Making?
He made
not
more.
This?
No,
but go back 10 years. And look at how much more money teams are worth now than that.
Oh, you're saying like, inflation and
of course. Yeah, you don't think that's a billionaire's thing? So I'm just like, let's not go. It's not Kyle Tucker.
No, but this is the guy
this
I wanted.
This is still a big deal, man.
This is the guy I wanted.
You'd rather have him than Kyle Tucker.
I wanted this guy in the clubhouse.
You're
with
out
these
of your
guys.
Mind if
well,
you'd rather have Pete Alonso than Kyle Tucker.
This is the
you're
guy
out
I want.
Of your mind.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I'm out of my mind. I
one's
love
a below-average defensive first baseman.
I get it. He's a first
and
baseman.
And one's a legitimate corner outfielder.
I feel he's a legitimate clubhouse
one
guy
is,
for this
one has athleticism and can do a lot of things.
I get it. This is the guy I wanted.
Well,
and they got him.
But yeah, of course it better not be the end.
No, I think they're done making margin moves. That's the statement this makes. And And they're not right for all the things they did, and they shouldn't be absolved for all the things they've done. But somehow this is the alarm clock just went off with this signing.
It's what real franchises do.
Yes.
But yeah, it can't stop here. And at some point in time, I would like to see the athleticism, the speed, the position flexibility. I'd like to see that come into play. They definitely seem to have a type. And this fits that type. It does it to a level they've never even entertained before. And that's great. And that should have happened years ago. And I'm glad it's happened now. But I'm not going to act like a guy making $30 million a year is uncharted territory in the year 2026.
I didn't say that.
In Major League Baseball.
That's not what I said. I'm saying thank you for joining the big boys.
The Reds have paid. Everybody's kind of done it to some degree.
Yeah. Or Carter Ballmer in the Rule 5 draft.
Let's see what else they do.
Orioles make a signing. By the way, Ravens on the practice field. No Lamar Jackson. No Chidobe Awuzie. Keith Mitchell on the practice field, though. So that's a good sign as they're getting ready for Cincinnati on Sunday. Big show today. And, hey, timing is perfect. Jim Duquette's down in Florida for the winter meetings. MLB Network Radio, former O's exec. We'll talk Pete Alonso and what's next with him at 2:30. Andy Koska covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner down there. His thoughts on the Alonso signing and what may be next at 3. Tim Murray, what's he think of the college football playoff? Army Navy's this weekend. He's from VEASAN. He joins us at 3:30. Adita Kinkabwala, part of the call for CBS for Ravens and Bengals this Sunday, joins at 4:30. And former Oriole and former Met manager Buck Showalter talks about his former player, Pete Alonso, at 5.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
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 Nobody. So, if only we could put them all on the wonderful YouTube machine with us.
That's true.
Which I guess
you probably yeah, could. There's a way.
Don't put that in there.
Beltway Ben could definitely do it. But we're not going to go there.
Come on.
We're not going to go there for a lot of reasons. Yeah. But I'm just saying.
By the way,
he could do anything.
One last question. Does Jason have to eat a thing now?
No, it was Kyle Tucker.
I think it was a real Tucker.
We'd have to go back.
Was Kyle it just Tucker. Tucker? Was it a big free agent?
I got to go back.
It's
on Kyle
Tucker. I think it was a big.
Who's going to get $450?
It was multiple
guaranteed.
Names.
Now, there were
it
multiple,
was multiple
names.
Names
yeah. It's
there.
Kyle Tucker.
We have it in our emails, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We do. You're emails. Right. They did send it to us.
Oh, he sent the clip out.
Knox did, didn't he?
Yeah, but it's only a clip of a clip. But we can look at it.
It's Kyle Tucker.
Check that
He's
out.
He's going to get
he
might, three times.
He
as
might
much.
Because we have him. These
but
wonderful...
he'd rather have the guy for $150 than the guy who's going to get $450.
I can't hate on him for signing
I'm
a guy for $150 million.
It's not Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's going to be a third of Kyle Tucker.
That's fine. Coming up next, what's next for the Baltimore Orioles? Is it a frontline pitcher? Is it a trade? What will they be doing now that Pete Alonso's in the fold? We'll tell you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Here on the Fan. Orioles making money moves. Finally. 5 years, $155 million to Pete Alonso. No opt-outs, no deferred money. It's cold, hard cash for the polar bear. So with that in mind, and by the way, it kind of makes the getting, now you've had Taylor Ward and Pete Alonso in the lineup, two right-handed hitters who combined for 70 home runs a year ago. Yeah. It makes that move. And we said at the time when they got him, well, let's see what else they do. Now that makes the lineup stronger. So what's next?
Well, they're going to have to whittle out some of the DH/first base/right field bats that are sort of still hanging around. Mountcastle, Mayo, even I'll take it to a lefty in Heston. Like, I don't know, even bringing a lot of those guys to camp, that really is going to make a whole lot of sense. You've already got Basayo, who they're going to want to play some first base. And look, Alonso's not going to play 162 games forever, but he's also only 30 and he's not playing a physically demanding position. So he's probably going to want to play 150 or something in his first year at a new place.
A lot of DH.
So that takes a lot of those guys really out of the mix. It obviously now puts a premium on them landing one of the premier arms that are available via trade or free agency. And I still think they need to add someone else of some caliber to the bullpen.
Agreed.
But those things could have happened somewhat judiciously, in which case they will have said, we were very forthright. We were very progressive instead of being sort of reactive or regressive. And we got our work done in an expeditious manner. I believe that's what they're shooting for. I think that's their aim. And then there'll be trades on the margins to whittle out, again, some of these guys. What can you get? Who packaged with whom can get us something? But those moves are going to be made to continue to replenish a farm system that has taken some hits.
Yeah, I think now I'm wondering what they do on the trade market. And you see that they're rumored talking to the Marlins about Edward Cabrera, and he's under contract for quite some time. He's got four more years Mackenzie Gore, they've been talking to him. Now, Orioles and Nats haven't executed a trade since the Nats have been here since 2005 for reasons.
But Rizzo's gone.
Yes.
And the ownership has changed.
But he's got 2 years of control, too. So that's very attractive. We've brought up Freddie Peralta multiple times in the past. And what makes him very attractive? $8 million club option. That's very, very affordable. But I think what's very encouraging as well, despite giving out this five-year, $155 million contract, you mentioned in the open, Ken, still talking to Ranger Suarez. Yes. You're still talking to Framber Valdez. So could they give out another pretty decent-sized contract to one of those top-of-the-rotation guys?
So I'll tell you guys something. So I was told by somebody this morning that a big move was coming, and then it came. And the other thing I was told is more to come. So, like, I think they're signing, and I think they're going to be heavily in the mix for Suarez or Valdez, which is different waters than they're used to swimming in. But you sign Pete Alonso, now you're in different waters.
And Jason, you brought up the point, and we even brought this up a week ago, I want to say, when we were talking about the Orioles offseason. It seems like they at least got the memo, hey, we got to get some work done earlier in the offseason, where, heck, you can even go back to 2024. Everyone would bring that up last year when the Orioles weren't doing anything. Hey, they got Burns on February 1st or right. whatever the heck it yeah. was. Like, give it time, give it time. Where now, that's clearly an emphasis. They're trying to get their business done ahead of time.
I think they'd prefer to make a trade, but I just don't know if they're going to have the pieces to make it, because there's not... This farm system doesn't have, you know, the shiny, glossed up, super polished prospects that it did before. I mean, you're going to be selling Mayo on the cheap. You're going to be selling Heston on the cheap. Like, you know, Bradfield, like, he's been hurt a lot. Like, and they probably need somebody else in this system who could come in and play major league center field right away. Like, the last couple drafts, not that good. The kids they got back in these trades at the deadline, they're not centerpiece chips to land someone like a Cabrera or even a Peralta. I also, it's one thing to give a guy 5 years, $30 million a year to play first base. I just wonder about them signing a pitcher to a 5 or 6 year deal. I don't know. That might be a bridge too far for Elias to cross mentally.
I mean, to be bold here, Bone, they're going to sign one of those guys and make a trade for a pitcher. Whew.
Man, then I'm really ready for opening day if they have that type of offseason.
And I'll be the first guy to tell you I was Charlie Brown with the football, but that's my gut right now. They're signing a guy and they're trading for a guy.
There's clearly going to be one more big move, and Elias was not blowing smoke with that quote saying, hey, we're going to get an impact bat and we're going to get an arm. I now I'm buying into that quote that will happen.
Yeah, if they trade for a legitimate starter and sign one, that would be something.
And now you got to go get a bullpen arm, too. You're yes, absolutely right about
the
that.
Like,
they
can't, still needs
they
more.
Cannot be content with what their bullpen looks like right now.
No.
Yeah, but you can do that a lot of different ways.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I think that Dustin Mayhew could come in. The hell is that right? No, what's his name?
Dustin May, the Dodgers kid? Or was it the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Redhead? Yeah.
Yeah. I think you find somebody like him and make him a late inning guy. Like, I'd like to see them get creative with a true power arm, the failed starter kind of thing. Like, even if it's only for a year or two, and that's relief pitching. I think there's different ways they could address that, especially if you've added two legitimate starters to a rotation that already has some innards to it. If they added two starters, that would tell me that they're not just buying into the fact that this Trevor Rogers thing is forever. And I don't think you can buy into the fact.
But that's where it's you can't operate best case
scenario. That could be a moment in time.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's going to fall off a cliff and be a guy who got set back to Norfolk 3 weeks after the trade. But I also don't know he's going to be flirting with a Cy Young Award next year.
And you can't. And again, this is something we've criticized them in the past for, the best case scenario. You can't just assume because he was great a year ago, you don't need to go get guys because you have Trevor Rogers. Now, if Trevor Rogers continue to be really good and you got two other guys, now all of a sudden you're cooking with gas with your rotation. And you Bradish.
Yeah, now that's big boy stuff.
Orioles making the big move today, signing Pete Alonso. Jim Duquette's down in Florida for the winter meetings. What does he think of the move, and what could the Orioles be doing next? Jim joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's here on the Fan. Orioles signed Pete Alonso, 5 years, $155 million. No deferred payments, no opt-out. It's a real long-term contract. Let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline now. Jim Duquette, former Orioles executive, MLB Network Radio. He's down in Florida for the winter meetings. Also does stuff with the Mets, so he'd probably have a decent idea about Pete Alonso. So, Jim, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate it. Your thoughts on the Orioles signing Pete Alonso. What are they getting in Pete Alonso?
Well, listen, first off, it is a big, big deal there for the O's. You know, in terms of a professional hitter, a guy that they, you know, need exactly in the middle of the lineup around those young hitters, you know, right-handed power. You know, like he consistently puts together 35 to 45 home run seasons year in, year out, and he posts pretty much every game. Like, that guy wants to play, you know, 155 to 162 every single season. He hits in the postseason, which obviously the O's are trying to get back to. Like, he brings so much from a hitting standpoint, a power standpoint. That, to me, is the number one thing, the reason why they spent that kind of money. Defensively, listen, you know, he has some limitations. There's no question on that. But, you know, I think, you know, he's one of those guys that he has continued to work at it. There are limitations for sure. I think, you know, at the end of this contract, you probably end up moving him to the DH role, but he is going to want to play first base every single day. You just lock him in the 3-hole or the 4-hole. And I really like the fact that, you know, this past year, he seemed to, after making adjustments in his swing and his balance, he seemed to be, this was the most consistent in swing mechanics that I had seen Alonso in his entire career there with the Mets. So I think that, you know, he seemed to have figured some things out last year that I think will continue to be, you know, play well there in Baltimore.
Well, Jim, you bring in Pete Alonso, and I think that move makes the Taylor Ward move look even better, because Ward hitting over 30 home runs, driving in over 100 runs last year for the Angels. How do you view the totality of this Orioles lineup as it stands right now?
I mean, it's a huge revamped lineup just with those two guys. See, the thing that I like about it even more is it takes a lot of pressure off of those young guys so that they can, you know, I thought a number of them were pressing there last year. And I think Gunnar's going to get back to, you know, as long as he stays healthy, and Westberg, if he stays healthy, you know, but Adley, you know, Adley has to, as we know, make more adjustments. Holiday is going to take a step forward, I think. You know, you've got guys like that, you know, Kowser, maybe he wasn't, you know, a 1, 2, or 3 hole. Maybe he is a good 6 hole hitter, and that's okay now.
Yeah.
You know, you can put him down in the bottom of the lineup and get production down there. So I think, you know, the strength of these two guys now is that it lengthens the lineup and you have more opportunities to score runs.
So it's not a trade. He chose here of his own volition. It's a 5-year commitment, so this is not a situation where a guy might be wondering, you know, if he gets one more bite at the apple somewhere else or whatever. And he's already someone who's been on some winning teams and has a personality that we've been able to see even from afar here in Baltimore, that he's not like a shrinking violet type. So we now don't have to ask any questions or wonder whose clubhouse it is, right? It's Pete Alonso's clubhouse, and everybody can fall in line accordingly, right?
Well, I do think that, you know, you get a couple of grown-ups in the room, right? And I think that's the most important thing. And, you know, I think, you know, it allows those other guys, maybe their voice will come out, you know, a little bit more. Maybe they bring in another player or two to help in that regard. You know, that's what I like, you know, if they were able to extend on Schwarber, because he's a leader in the clubhouse too. But Alonso can do the same thing, and Ward will too. And, you know, now – for me, that takes a lot of the pressure off of those other guys. There's no other way to say it. And that front end, you know, listen, he's had one of the more memorable home runs in the postseason a couple years ago, extended the Mets run against the Brewers the first round of the postseason. That walk-off, I mean, that was a walk-off off of Devin Williams, or not a walk-off, but it was a ninth inning home run against Devin Williams. That was the reason why they were able to move on to, you know, actually to the NLCS. So, you know, he's showed the ability to hit, you know, big home runs in key situations.
Talking with Jim Duquette, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jim, I said earlier in the show, you don't sign Pete Alonso and then do nothing else. I feel like this is the Orioles making a statement that more big moves are to come. It's already reporting that they're still talking to the high end of the pitching free agents. Do you expect them to make a big free agent pitching signing?
Yes, I do. You know, I've talked to a lot of agents here, and they have been in on pretty much all of them. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, until you actually sign a player, you know, and we've talked about this plenty, you know, there's a lot of question on what the direction's going. Are they going to really extend for the type of player? Now, when you get an Alonso, it changes the perception of other free agents for you. So, you know, well, pitcher was like wondering, well, what are the Orioles really doing here? Now you say, oh, it's clear. They're trying to win. They're going to spend money. It becomes a destination spot for others. It happened when I was with the Mets. It happened when we signed Pedro Martinez, who was towards the back end of his career. But that opened up the door for Carlos Beltran, who was in his prime. And we got those guys, and all of a sudden we started taking off. It's the same thing with the Orioles. Now you get a starter, you know, or two potentially. Here's the interesting thing about the starting rotation market. There's other than Cease, Dylan Cease sounds like he's on an island when it comes to the length and the term. Everybody else seems to be, in my opinion, either 5 years or less, which is right in where the Orioles' wheelhouse is. Problem is, the other teams, it's that where their wheelhouse too. But I do think they are in a good position now with the Pete signing, to show everyone that they are trying to compete in that division. That will help them with one of these starters.
There's also the possibility of acquiring a starter through trade. They're rumored to be on Edward Cabrera, Mackenzie Gore, heck, Freddie Peralta out there as well. And you'd also have to think, Jim, Kobe Mayo is a trade ship at this point.
Well, and, you know, that's the guy that gets affected the most by the Alonso signing. I mean, Mountcastle potentially too, you know, but you know, Mayo, in terms of, you know, what you're, you know, potentially making him available as a trade chip for sure. You know, so I would certainly do that based off of what we've seen. Yeah, I wonder, because he has had a high level of strikeouts, you know, some in, we've seen in the marketplace, you know, that those have limited value. And I've been told by probably half a dozen GMs here already that we're not seeing many, you know, trades with prospects. And in fact, most of it's been major league for major league. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Mayo is, you know, right there on the cusp. So, you know, I think there is a possibility and likelihood that, you know, that they're going to at least try to package him up in some other deal if they can get a starter via the trade.
I've been sort of talking to these guys off air for a couple of days now since the news came down about Cohen getting the casino and the land deal and all that there, the Mets owner, that I think the days of the Mets setting spending records might be over, and that the private equity in him might start manifesting itself more in relation to the team's payroll. And then that was before Diaz left, and that was before right, Alonso right. left. Like, is this the new norm for Metropolitans fans here?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to find out. Because, you know, I think when initially that kind of plan, you know, which they've talked about, improving the defense and run prevention, it seems, you know, good in theory mm-hmm. when you're in the room and you don't hear fan reaction, you haven't made any moves. But now that you've traded one of your most popular players in Brandon Nimmo, and yep. now the best closer in the game in Diaz, and then your next most popular player and all-time home run hitter yep. In Mets history in Alonso, and two of those guys were homegrown, by the way,
yep.
your fan base is upset. And usually, as we've seen with Steve Cohen, you know, he's a huge owner, but he's also a fan. Like, he tends to respond with spending money. And so if we're going to find out. We're going to find out if he's willing to keep letting David mm-hmm. Stearns make these other moves, these, you know, 2 and 3 year deal moves and that sort of thing, or if he's going to be willing to go after like a Kyle Tucker or somebody like that.
Jim, before we let you go, who do you think's the next domino to fall in free agency? And does it get done before these winter meetings wrap, or is it coming up in the coming days?
Well, I think there's still a lot of trade discussion been going on here with teams, more so than free agent stuff. My sense yesterday, like the bullpens, the relief pitching market, you know, that started to heat up. We've seen a couple guys sign. So you may see something along those lines. Starting pitching still a little bit of a lull. Like Valdez is trying to get 6 or 7 years. He's not getting any luck there. You know, Michael King still sounds like he's a couple of, you know, maybe a few days away from really heating up. So those, like, I thought Zach Gallen would have been done by now because mm-hmm. there's, you know, some rumors on that. But I think there's going to be a couple more relievers, maybe a starting pitcher. Those other position players, I think, Tucker, Bichette, I think they're going to be a little while, you know, outside of like the Phillies re-signing JT Realmuto, that type of move.
Jim Duquette, always great. Thank you so much for your time.
You.
We appreciate
it. All right, guys. You got it. See you. Bye.
Andy Koska covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Banner. He pulled a Kirch in there. He's going to join us at 3 o'clock.
That was not quite as Timmy's.
Yeah. You're right.
A little more abrupt.
See you. Want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Pete Alonso's an Oriole. What do you think about the move? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next. O's fans, the Orioles gave you a little early Christmas present as Pete Alonso will now be manning first base for the Orioles. 5 years, $155 million. What do the people think? Do they think more is to come? 410-583-1057. Let's get started with Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, you're on the fan.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey there.
Listen, I'm super excited about this Pete Alonso sign-in. Ken, I agree with you that I think this is just the first drop in a big bucket that the Orioles are going to be making some moves to get some big free agent pitchers. What I'm also hoping it starts is a great working relationship with Scott Boras, since Pete Alonso is represented by him. You know, we've got three big names on our team with Westberg, Holiday, and Gunner mm-hmm. represented by him. And if they show that, hey, the Orioles are willing to work with me and be able to make my clients happy, then I'm gonna do the same thing and hopefully work with them. But you know, Jason, I kind of disagree with you in a way. Like, I think that although Kyle Tucker is the name, we have a name. And I don't think we can sit and wait and hope that we get Kyle Tucker. But if they don't, then I don't think we can be upset saying that this is a failed offseason by that, because I think they made good moves.
I don't think they're getting Appreciate Kyle the Tucker. I never thought they were getting Kyle Tucker. I said I would eat a sanitary wipe if they got Kyle Tucker. I'm just saying, like, a Kyle Tucker move, and they're not doing it. Like, I would never believe they're doing anything else if they signed Kyle Tucker, because I never believed they were going to sign Kyle Tucker. And if they had a $450 million commitment to one player, I think they would be trying to get Freddy Peralta for a year, and that would be that. But this is a third of that. So there should be, like,
They're still not at last year's payroll.
Yeah, they're still not.
They're still not at last year's payroll.
And it's not like you gave him some $50 million to sign or something like that, where you front-loaded it. So, yeah, there better be more to come.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. Dave's on the Eastern Shore. Dave, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Guys, happy holidays to everybody and everybody listening. What exciting time right now. I mean, look, the Orioles are spending money. I mean, that's all you can ask for. You know, look, we need pitching, you know, and, you know, pitching behind that. So,
did I mention pitching?
Yeah, I don't know if I did. Mm. But it's one of those exciting times. Like, hopefully we don't wait until – you know, we get, Steve Avery to come back or somebody to come back, we're going to sign them. You know?
Felix Hernandez?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, you know, we need to jump on it right now. If we can jump on it and get, trade something. And I know we don't want to trade. Everybody in Baltimore is like, oh, don't trade him. You know, we need to keep everybody.
No.
But get somebody. You know, that's the hardest thing to accept is, having to give up somebody for somebody else. And I think that's what I hear everybody talking about. What are you doing? Why are you giving up him? And you can't do anything but want to hope that person leaves one place batting 300 or pitching in 17-0 is going to be just as good as in Baltimore. But, you know, it's worth a shot. We have great ownership and we're very lucky. Hopefully they can go after somebody pitching-wise and make everybody stand off the ledge.
Appreciate the call. The best trades are the ones that sting both teams. Like, you can't just try to fleece everybody in your trades. You're going to have to give up something to get something. Especially, like, for the two guys we just talked about, Bone brought up, Mackenzie Gore and Cabrera, they both have multiple years of service left. So these are not rentals.
Well, I mean, I don't think they have... What could really sting at this point? What could really sting at this point from a prospect standpoint? I mean, who in their entire farm system would you say should be untouchable?
Offhand, nobody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think we're kind of being like, yeah. I mean,
like, and I don't
do
know
what you can do.
Yeah,
but
I don't
like,
know what the
I
industry
mean,
thinks of their last year's draft. Like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, we're kind of past that.
Yeah.
There's guys now, if you start talking major league trade for trades, yeah, there's guys you could trade off your major league roster, but we're kind of framing this as prospect trades. I mean, the days of clinging to your prospects, I don't really, Basayo got a contract and everybody else is everybody else.
Exactly.
And the kids who have cracked the top 150 lately are 19-year-old Dominicans with live arms who have never had a full season in full season ball yet. So, like,
The glory days of the farm system are gone.
Untouchable and never and hold them forever.
They had six or seven guys in the top 100.
Those days are way beyond that. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Thanks for taking my call, fellas. Hey, I'm excited about this deal. Let me ask you guys a question, man. Peralta. Let's say you can make a trade for him. And what was the pitcher we had last year that hurt his back? He was our number one starting pitcher.
Eflin?
I'm doing a blank on his name.
Eflin.
Now, what if you can bring in Eflin back, right? Because I haven't heard his name at all, so you probably can get him at a solid deal. He was a solid pitcher last year.
For me, that's a hurt, though, man.
I feel like the Rays knew he was on borrowed time when they traded him to us in the first place.
Oh, okay. So y'all think he was already damaged goods when we got him? Then,
he's been on the IL quite a bit since the trade.
Yeah. All right, well, I was just saying, because, you know,
you don't hear a lot about him.
You don't hear a lot about him. So,
no.
You know, maybe you get him at a solid deal, because he was a solid pitcher when he's out there, but he just has to be out there.
He's got a post, Mike.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Appreciate the call. We'll take more calls coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. You're curious to get people's thoughts, Pete Alonso and Oriole, and let's see what happens next. And we are coming up next. Andy Koska covers the O's for the Banner. He's down there for the winter meetings. Got his thoughts on Pete Alonso. What does he think's coming next? He joins us next here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.